On this week's House Matters, House of Representatives approves extension of state of emergency in St. James, and major organized crime and anti-corruption agency MOCA Act passed. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. The House of Representatives has approved the extension of the state of public emergency and the emergency powers regulations for St. James to May 2. Piloting the extension in Parliament on Tuesday, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said it was not anticipated that all necessary activities needed to bring crime under control in St. James would have been completed within the initial 14-day duration of the state of emergency.
It is reasonable to expect that even with extraordinary powers, it will take some time to affect the situation in St. James. As the intelligence picture is built, and not only perpetrators, but also we are building the intelligence picture on the facilitators as well.
The Prime Minister also outlined that police-citizen relations are being strengthened in Montego Bay, adding that the government is sensitive to the restrictions facing business interests in the city. Meanwhile, the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency MOCA Act was also passed in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The bill seeks to establish MOCA as an independent body to fight organized crime in Jamaica. In closing the debate on the bill, Minister of National Security Robert Montague said MOCA continues to play an invaluable role in the administration of justice in the country.
In 2014, they have undertaken some 904 operations and have arrested 1,054 persons. Of that amount, some 686 persons have been charged, and so far from those charges, 146 convictions have been had, and other cases are ongoing.
The security minister notes that the establishment of MOCA as an independent body will enhance the country's crime-fighting efforts.
MOCA will not be a substitute for the Jamaica Constabulary Force, nor any other law enforcement agency for that matter. MOCA's establishment will complement existing law enforcement agencies and will in no way diminish their powers or authority. We expect that through partnership and cooperation, MOCA will only serve to strengthen our law enforcement capabilities.
Minister of National Security Robert Montague. The Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency MOCA Act was passed with 61 amendments. In the meantime, the Child Care and Protection Amendment and the Trafficking in Persons Prevention, Suppression and Punishment Amendment Acts 2018 were passed in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Minister of Justice Delroy Chuck says the amendments to the acts were well needed, as the Office of the Director of Public Prosecution has outlined a number of irregularities with trials pertaining to offences under the Trafficking in Persons Act.
Of particular mention is Crown and her Malinda Parker et al., which was heard before the Home Circuit Court for breaches of the Trafficking in Persons Prevention, Suppression and Punishment Act. Mr. Speaker, the Office of the DPP indicated that the issues that led to a number of irregularities in this case is symptomatic of the issues faced in prosecuting cases, which are often complex in nature and involve criminal networks and gangs, which expose jurors and witnesses in these matters to a high risk of intimidation and influence.
Minister Chuck notes that the amendments will allow for faster handling of cases and increased punishment.
These bills are aimed at, among other things, enabling, one, a judge to try offences under the Trafficking in Persons Act without a jury, and two, an increase from 10 years to 20 years in the penalty for the offence of prohibition against the sale or trafficking of children under the Child Care and Protection Act.
Minister of Justice Delroy Chuck. The bills were passed without amendment. That's it for House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament. On behalf of studio engineer Vanessa Silveira, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.